A day-long hearing was held in Sacramento yesterday to assess the findings of a recent University of California study on the state's voting machines. Commissioned by the Secretary of State, Deborah Bowen, the study found 3 certified voting machine systems to have faulty security systems. Released last Friday, Bowen's top-to-bottom review found that state-sanctioned computer hackers were able to bypass security systems both physically and electronically to change voting results. Hackers were provided with all the vital security information made available to Secretary Bowen. Voting machine companies such as Diebold and members of the public had the opportunity to address the conclusions of the review in yesterday's hearing. Prior to that hearing, both Diebold and Hart InterCivic, another voting machine company, criticized how the study was conducted in terms of the information made available to hackers. However, critics contend that the greatest threat to voter security is internal manipulation. Secretary Bowen has until this Friday to decide which voting machines are secure enough to use in California's February primary elections. Joining me on the line this morning is Jim March. He is on the board of directors of Black Box Voting. Welcome to Uprising, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
Doing very well. Thanks so much for joining us. So first, explain the test that was done. How many voting machine systems were tested and how many found to be insecure?
Well, 3 out of 3, basically. They tested the Diebold, Sequoia, and Hart InterCivic product lines. And ES&S was supposed to get included, but they were late submitting information documentation. There was actually a fight over that, about whether or not the Secretary of State's office would get access to source code and such.
Hmm.
Look, let me put yesterday's events into perspective and the events surrounding this latest test. Let me take you back to October of 2003 for a moment. Bev Harris and I had a conversation. Bev Harris is the executive director of our organization now. At this point, her and I were basically just activists. And she had already found the Diebold website with 40,000 files sitting on it. So we had been distributing inside information on how bad the Diebold product was at that time. And we said, okay, the real problem is not any one of the vendors. It's the federal testing labs and the federal oversight process that allowed all of these, allowed the Diebold system to get out the door with severe flaws and severe violations of the federal oversight guidelines. There's a rule book on how a voting machine is supposed to work. It's published by the Federal Election Commission. At that time, it was the one dated 1990, was in operation, but it was still not a bad manual. And there was now a 2002 edition that's updated, as you can imagine. But what we saw with our own two eyes was that the Diebold product line didn't even come close to matching the manual. And there was a federal oversight process that had allowed that to happen. So we said, if the federal oversight process broke with Diebold, it probably broke with the rest of the vendors. That, you know, oversight either works or it doesn't. Well, flash forward to the events of the last 2 weeks in California. We now have the final proof needed that Bev and I were right all the way back then. Now that we've got thorough, exhaustive testing of the rest of the systems, they don't meet spec either. They don't even come close. So we have a failure of the federal testing labs.
Mm.
And with no oversight, yeah, the mice are going to run rampant.
So the hackers that were sanctioned by the state to break into these systems, they were basically given the same kind of information that somebody internal to the elections would have had access to.
Right, county election officials or the vendors themselves.
So we're not just talking about sort of random people, like, you know, members of the public going in and being able to manipulate these voting systems. We're talking about these voting systems being vulnerable to those, you know, who are supposed to oversee the election itself.
Well, yes and no. Now, that's an interesting point. You have to understand that even if you talk about information limited to the vendors, there are all kinds of ex-employees of the vendors running around.
Who have that inside information.
Oh, heck yeah. Hmm. And a lot of the testing that the, by the way, the hackers were university computer scientists, most of them. These tests were done within university environments. This was very professional stuff. The word hackers just on its own, although these people are hackers, yes, but they're hackers with computer science degrees and very high ethics. But in any case, you've got people running around on the street who have this kind of information, and the test showed that someone with that much information who was just acting like a voter could in many ways make major alterations to how an election comes out.
You mean through the front end of the system, just using the touch screen?
Through the voters, through voter-level physical access, yes.
I'm speaking with Jim March. He's on the board of directors of Black Box Voting. We're talking about the results of a study that was recently done by Secretary of State Deborah Bowen that showed that 3 out of 3 voting machine systems in California that were tested are found to be insecure. Now, I understand that the machines used in L.A. County were not included. Was that the same company you referred to earlier?
That's ES&S. Actually, Okay, ES&S makes one kind of voting machine that's fairly common across the U.S., and then there's a very specific jury-rigged thing that they were planning on putting into Los Angeles, but they didn't submit any testing. They actually deliberately tried to chicken out, is what it looks like. Hmm. And so the status of the entire Los Angeles system is completely up in the air. It's a bad situation.
Is the Secretary of State planning on doing a follow-up with the L.A. County voting machines?
Well, the problem right now is the Secretary of State is under this huge legal crunch. In order to decertify systems in enough lead time from the primary election of the next year, she has to make a decision on all of these systems by Friday this week. It's now Tuesday. So there's not going to be time to check the ES&S system before the Friday deadline comes up.
I see. So L.A. basically may not have may be up in the air in terms of next February's primary elections of security.
Yeah, well, here's the real issue, okay? I said Senator Bowen because I've known her as a senator for so long, but Secretary of State Bowen has a real serious choice to make. Right now, what her testing has shown is that there is already quiet chaos going in inside the elections offices. The professionalism and security of these voting systems is just not up to snuff. There's no question about that anymore. Now, if she decertifies everything, okay, she launches a mad scramble. She will throw at least the primary election of next year into real visible chaos, and she could take serious political heat for that, okay? Because it'll be hand count all over the state, and it'll be interesting. You'll see some jurisdictions that won't know who won or lost for a week or maybe more. Okay? It will be ugly. However, if she does that, if she decertifies on Friday, by Monday the following week, you will have legislators scrambling to come up with bills designing a completely new voting system in California from the ground up. Literally, we've got to re-engineer the process from the ground up at that point, and you will see the first really significant reforms in voting at all in years.
So it's an opportunity for voting rights activists.
It's a hell of an opportunity, absolutely. A tremendous opportunity. It would take real guts for Bowen to do it, okay?
But she can't at the same time ignore the results of her study.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. If she leaves the current systems in place, then there's not going to be enough legislative will to overcome Arnold's veto on any kind of middling reform as they tried last year. Remember, there was a fairly decent election reform bill tried last year that would force public inspection of the process and the source code involved in voting that failed, and it failed largely on Arnold's veto. Okay, and that was all about the Microsoft lobby. That's another thing. When we talk about the elections vendors, we talk all the time about Diebold and Sequoia and ES&S and Hart, and there's a half a dozen other smaller ones. But all of those guys run on Microsoft Windows operating systems with Windows security problems. Now, Microsoft does not want real security put in place because in order to do it right, you've got to have a transparent system, and that means Linux or FreeBSD or some other operating system where everybody's got access to the source code, and which is based on a stronger security model. Microsoft does not want to see a high-security, highly visible application like voting get switched over to Linux because from Microsoft's point of view, this is part of their war between Windows and Linux.
Right.
I know that sounds bizarre.
Right.
But Microsoft's in a real fight for its life. Not so much on the desktop, but in corporate file servers and such, Windows is rapidly losing market share to Linux, which is almost 50%. Well, last I heard, is about 34% of the corporate server market had switched from Windows to Linux.
So this whole struggle is linked to another struggle that I don't think many of our listeners, and certainly I was not aware of.
That's
Jim
right.
March, we're out of time, but I'm sure we'll continue to follow the story, particularly taking note of what happens this Friday.
Right.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
Jim March is on the board of directors of Black Box Voting, and we've been discussing a new study done by California Secretary of State on voting machine systems in California. For Sonali's subversive thought for the day, I'd like to quote Joseph Stalin. Yes, Stalin, who once said, "The people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything." That's Stalin, and that's Sonali's subversive thought for the day.